What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, wild card round is done. The divisional playoffs are here. The Commanders are heading to Detroit Saturday night in Motown, baby. And that means a matchup with Ben Johnson for Joe Witt's guys. And we ended last hour talking about Joe Witt and the Jets poking around and why that might make sense. And again, people, I beg of you this. I'm not telling you that the Commanders' defense is good enough. I'm not telling you that. I beg of you not to fall into this stupid DVOA trap. Whatever the DVOA is, please, I beg of you not to listen to it. I'm begging you. Every other host on these two stations will cite DVOA. I'm begging you not to pay attention to it because it does not measure the heart. It does not measure the eye test, quite honestly. It really doesn't. And what I mean by that, Doc, is this defense on paper should be overmatched on Saturday night against Jared Goff, against Jameson Williams, against Amon-Ra St. Brown, against that offensive line, against Jahmyr Gibbs, against David Montgomery, against Sam Laporta. And they might very well let up 50 points, right? In a one-game scenario, rested, at home, all the Jets on, all the talent, all the depth, they might. But I would be willing to bet, not that this defense is going to shut Detroit down, that's not going to happen, but I'd be willing to bet that somehow, some way, this defense is going to keep the Detroit Lions under 30, which...
They better.
Well... I mean, if they want to win, yeah. Right? But a lot of people, I think, are expecting 35, 40, 42. I mean, a lot of people. Now you say, who are these a lot of people? You know, a lot of people, a lot of pundits, a lot of analysts are going to look at the Lions and look at what they do pretty much on offense every week and say, well, the Commanders have a terrible DVOA. Even though we don't know what DVOA means, even though we don't know what DVOA is, I was told they have, by my producer on Stephen A. Smith's show, they have a terrible DVOA. I don't know what it stands for. I don't know what it means. I don't actually watch the games. But the Commanders are going to give up. They'll be lucky if they give up less than 40 points in this game.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure. I guarantee you the narrative as the week goes along and as we get closer and closer to this game that people are going to severely call the Commanders' defense into doubt based on whatever analytics and whatever stupid numbers they have that don't mean a whole lot.
Oh,
right? I just provided you some numbers just for context.
You. I don't pay attention to everybody.
Yeah. Well, that's fair, and yeah. that's probably smart. So then I ask you, if you don't pay attention to everybody, right, then you kind of come in with a clean slate sort of, and you say, all right, I know what I've seen throughout the year. You do a post-game show every game, week after the game, right? So you're watching the game. I mean, you can't see everything, but you've seen enough of the Commanders' defense to know, Doc, it doesn't take a whole lot for this game to turn and for it to go sideways for Detroit. What I mean by that is they're human beings too. They can fumble the football, just like Baker Mayfield and Jalen McMillan did at the 12-yard line the other night. They can have a botched snap. It happens. They can throw an interception. Jared Goff threw five of them on Sunday Night Football against a much better defense in Houston, and they still won, but he threw five of them in one game, and he should have thrown a sixth. I guess what I'm asking you is, can it happen? And then will it happen?
I don't know what will happen. What can happen is that the difference intensity-wise for our defense is that this week, the guy you're playing, if you don't get off blocks, you'll have lost this by the second quarter. Because the dude they have running the ball is the best you've seen. If you don't get off blocks, sometimes we get stuck to like Velcro. Play that. Now, last week, because your middle linebacker, he was 25 years old.
Yes.
Now, can he be 25 back-to-back weeks?
That's a short week.
Well, that's the whole thing. But he's a pro. But this dude was ferocious. He needs to do that again because the people in front of him, it's a wait and see. I have to wait and see. I don't know on demand what I'm going to get, so I got to wait and see. We'll see.
I think that's a fair point. I think this defensive line is getting a little bit better as we go along here, especially since the return of Jonathan Allen.
Yeah,
right?
They have no
choice.
How about
Deron Payne before he broke his thumb or whatever he did?
Yeah.
He'll probably be clubbed up or cast up or wrapped up or whatever the hell they'll do.
He'll play.
I thought the defensive line, Jalen Holmes had some good snaps. Sheldon Days had some good snaps.
They play hard.
But if they miss this dude. I know. You know who they play like?
It's over.
They play with that steely determination that Joe Witt brings to the microphone, right? And again, to the practice field and just in his life and from what we know of him. They may not be equipped, especially Jordan McGee's going to miss the game. He started the game.
I love him.
He started the game the other night.
No,
I didn't even realize that live. He started the bleeping game the other night, and he's out.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn basically ruled him out, which means you're going to have to probably have Derek Forrest active, and he's not the same player and doesn't have the same speed, but he's capable of being physical. My biggest worry in this game is not Jameson Williams. It's not Amon-Ra St. Brown. It's not Jared Goff. It's Jahmyr Gibbs to the outside.
That's me. That's it, because in one play, as long as we keep punching because of five, we got a chance. Keeping the game close is what we have to do. The Lions want to push this thing out of it so five can't beat you in one drive, because he's going to get the drive. The one thing he's shown you time and time again, if you leave it up to him, you lose. So get way ahead so that he can't beat you in a drive, because he's going to do that. That's pretty much his MO now.
Meaning, if you can get up 21-0,
you got a chance to beat him.
You know, then you reduce his ability to break you down.
If you leave it under that to him, he's already shot six times.
Yeah.
Dude, no one has seen this.
I mean, he's been tremendous in one possession games.
With this group, his whole team. So if the word's out now, call him a rookie if you want to disrespect him. What you better do is make sure you're up by 20. And so that. I look for a guy who can beat me in one play. They don't have everybody else. They've got – that's why they're the Lions. They're loaded. But we've played people all year just like this. Question is, who's going to have their A game on Saturday night? Because if you don't, you're done. That's why the playoffs are so unique. We can't say, well, we'll get – no, you won't. You're done. So that's that sense of urgency you go in that you can't sleep at night.
No.
You better get your crap together. No excuses. No talk about what you're going to be it. And that's why the pressure is on the Lions as much as anybody.
What if they have their crap together, quote unquote, mentally, and even a sound plan, but they just get dominated by the sheer force of what Detroit has put together over 4 years, not 1 year?
Yeah, but I just don't think that physically, I mean, we're not like, we got the same size that they do. It's not that big of a mismatch.
Well, but here's what I mean kind of sort of by that.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of Well, just receivers, right? Like, Jameson Williams, not the most polished receiver.
Oh, no, he can fly. Yeah,
But he can fly, right? Not to say that they haven't seen anybody that can run. Of course they have.
Right.
But I think there's different levels, right? And Jameer, and so that's one thing. Like, they haven't allowed a lot of guys to take the lid off the defense. Mm-hmm. All it takes is one miscommunication, one misstep, one, you know, hard play action, what have you. And I could see it crystallized in my mind, a 70-yard bomb, right? It doesn't take a lot.
But they practice. Don't forget who they practice against.
Well, sure. Sure.
We got a guy run just like he runs. So if I didn't have anybody on my team that could run, then I'm with you.
You're talking about Terry?
No, they've got – Terry's not their fastest receiver.
Oh, you're talking – well, who are you talking about who compares to Jameson Williams?
The Deami? The Tar Heel.
Yeah, I mean – Deami's super fast. I don't know if he's as fast as Jameson Williams.
But
I'm not sure.
You just need to see it in practice.
Is he running scout looks, though? Is Deami running?
As many times as they practice and work out and play.
That's true.
I just need to be dunked on. If we got a dunker, I just need to have seen it, have it done once, and I know what it's like.
What I don't know is if they're running, like, I don't know, 65, 70 yards, post bombs, you know? Well. That's what I fear in my mind. The other thing that I fear in my mind, and this is what I'm most worried about, like, people talk about the run defense, like, your guy Lionel will just tell you how they play light in the box all the time, and analytics tell him that.
Who are you talking about?
The guy that'll be here with me tomorrow.
And his name was like Longfellow Tibbot or something.
Oh, big guy. Okay, yeah. All right.
Pippi Longstocking.
Okay, all right.
He'll tell you it's because they played light in the box, blah, 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 because that's what the analytics tell him.
Okay? He just repeats
what I'm going to tell you.
Somebody else told him.
If they get Jahmyr Gibbs in the flat or on a wheel route matched one-on-one against Frankie Louvu, as good as Frankie Louvu has been,
I like Frankie.
Or against Bobby Wagner, as good as Bobby Wagner has been, it's
match.
Over.
Yeah,
Turn out the lights.
They're not going to put
Who are they going to put?
Well, the
that's
captain
the question.
Ain't gonna be with him. You can put a safety on him.
Do they have any safeties that can, I mean, they have safeties that can run. I don't know if any safeties that can run as good as Jahmyr Gibbs.
But the Lions aren't undefeated, are they?
No, but they've only lost twice.
No, but they're not undefeated.
Correct.
Okay, so.
And they did lose to Tampa early in the year.
Yeah, so there's nobody playing right now that you have to lose sleep for, that you got to go, I can't sleep at night. That's the beauty about this team. They're not scared. You may be shaking in your boots, but they're not. That's why this is going to be a game. Because if you talk about people the way you're talking about them in reverence, you should just forfeit.
I think that's a fair point, but I also think if we're being honest with everyone, to say that they match up well.
No, they don't. No, we know that because we don't have consistent pressure. But we didn't get here. They didn't get to where they are because of their looks. They've earned that. So, and Detroit is awesome. They're better. Everybody knows on paper they're better, but let's find out. The Niners, that's why I really loved the last regular season game when the Detroit and the Niners hooked up. Detroit beat them. But it was a dog fight.
And they allowed a lot of points, Detroit,
that's
in
right.
that particular game.
And the Niners
game.
Said, we go down, but we going down. Right.
Well, that's why I don't worry so much about Washington's offense versus Detroit's defense, although I don't think it'll be as easy as people think it will be. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that later.
None of it's going to be easy.
But I worry about Washington's defense, even though I am higher on it than most people are, and I defend it because I've seen it all year where they forced more field goals against Cincinnati week three. Even the other night, Tampa. I mean, Tampa was rocking and rolling on those first two drives.
Awesome.
And they forced a punt on the second drive after three consecutive plays of like 15 yards. They punt at a 50-yard field goal.
Yeah.
If this defense bends, and maybe it bends sharply, but it doesn't break more often than not, if they can control the clock, and if they can get the run game going, and if Jaden Daniels can put on his cape, and if special teams doesn't screw up, and if this, and if that. I know there's a lot of other elements to it, but my point being is, even though I'm worried about some of the individual matchups and some of the X's and O's pieces, and I think that's appropriate, I think you're kidding yourself if you're not worried about it or concerned about it. even though I am concerned about it, I think if they can find a way just to be a little resilient like this team has been all year, and the defense, for the most part, has been all year, I think they can hang in there and give themselves a chance.
When you play the number one seed, the pressure's on the number one seed.
That's fair.
You ain't got to worry about nothing other than going out there and disrupting Detroit. They're the ones on the hot seat. The pressure's all on Detroit.
That's fair.
And they're, believe me, if, and they'll never admit it, but if they were to ask them privately, who would you like to play? They may not have picked these dudes because of five. Because I don't want to play anybody that can run at the place of quarterback. I want the team that has the most immobile quarterback. I don't care who the hell it is. That's why I want the Rams. Or give me. That's why Detroit, I'm not shaking in my boots. I respect them. But when that guy can't beat me, if you get by, and I know where he's going to be, now it's up to these dudes I'm paying this money to.
Yeah.
I gave you the target.
The only thing I'll say about Goff is he's not going to beat you like Jaden can.
No.
And break you down that way, or Jalen Hurts or whatever.
Right.
But he will hurt you with play action.
Oh, no, no. No, he's legit. He's a number one pick.
Yeah.
No, I don't disrespect him like many have done. It's a number one pick. But I'll take that over having to deal with the kid in Baltimore or this dude here.
That's fair.
Because that's a freak I can't defend.
Yeah, that's fair.
He breaks me down.
Why don't we take a timeout, and then I promise we will get to the calls. I see you all there. We're going to get to you right away.
I've already told the people. You know what's going to do to you.
The canines can relax. They're not that important.
That's okay.
Their voices can be heard, but they're not that important.
Oh, okay.
Paulie's already yelling at me, stupid nonsense, on Twitter. Go fly a kite, Paulie, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, it looks like London Fletcher is going to be able to join us at around 3:30 when he gets done with his TV recording duties and all that stuff.
Captain.
That he does, 59. He was all pumped up in the broadcast booth on Sunday night, wanting to punch some things and then kick the door open to Motown, and that's exactly what the Commanders have done. So let's do this. We got some time here. I think we've done some of the things that we wanted to get to start the show and maybe beyond. Let's get to you on the phones at 301-230-0980. I wanted to start with my guy, Mark in Largo, and then we'll get to Mike in Gaithersburg right after that. What up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, what's going on? What's up, Doc? How you doing, bro?
What's going on, Mark?
Doc's not there.
Doc's here. I don't know.
I don't hear him.
Oh, you don't hear him? Oh, Doc can't hear you for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Can you hear me now?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I can hear you. So let's we'll figure out Doc, but I can hear you.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Look, I was telling your call screener, man, that this is a huge game for Benjamin Johnson. Because let me say this. All the trash you talked last year about this organization, ownership and management remember it, and I'm quite sure they're reminding everyone in that locker room what they said. I think it's going to be a special umpt this week. These guys are going to be ready to play, Doc, on Saturday. I think they're going to play their best game defensively all year long. I really do.
Who do you think motivated them?
Adam Peters.
Okay.
And Dan. But I will say this. I don't think it's going to take that to do it. I think the mere fact that Detroit has not seen a quarterback like this all year long is a problem. And I think we will see. We've seen Jaden play a game like this against Cincinnati. Okay, we've seen this. This is nothing new for Jaden. Jaden can go blow for blow with the best. We know he can do that. I think they're going to win this game. And, Doc, you said this back in October, and I think it applies. This team reminds me of the 86 team. The 86 team was a better, in my opinion, was a better team than the 87 team. But the 86 team was so much fun, just like this team is, because no one thought that they were so great in 86. And then they go to the NFC title game. But this team, I think they could do it. I really do. Now, a lot of these callers are a lot younger than you and me, Chris. We're in our 50s, and Doc, too, who's turning 70 this year in May.
Is he really?
Jaws. Yeah, Mr. Jaws. He always talks about his favorite movie he saw in 1975, but that's another story. Anyway, I just think this is our time. Look, Detroit deserves to win a Super Bowl. They sure do. But we've been dying to get one. It is in our destiny to do it because no one thought we could do it. And then you got an offensive coordinator that kind of urinated on us last year. That's just going to drive everything up. I really think it is.
All right.
If I'm Ben Johnson, watch how he monitors what he says this week.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Mark.
You know, listen, I was going to get to this. Mm-hmm. I tweeted about it or Instagrammed about it, whatever the hell I did this morning, when I was reminded of what Ben Johnson said. You know, they're basketball guys. They're a little full on themselves. They're high on their opinion. I think Ben Johnson's pretty damn high on himself and pretty damn high on his perch. I think he's going to basically be looking for the Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco deal for a first-time head coach, mm-hmm. a six-year deal, basically full control of personnel. Or
if he's smart, that's what he's going to do.
Or mostly full control mm-hmm. of his personnel. And maybe he goes and hires a GM that he likes. Maybe it's Lance Newmark, who's been here with Adam Peters.
Mm-hmm.
For this year, who was in Detroit before, who knows? We will see. But there have been times, and I saw it to finish off execution against Tampa in week two, even though they moved the football. I saw it in week one against the Rams, when the Rams were really, really young on defense and really beat up on offense, and the Rams took them to overtime. There are times, believe it or not, because DVOA doesn't tell you this, there are times where Ben Johnson and the Lions are human on offense. Mm-hmm. There are times. The question is, can the Commanders catch them on a human night and make them a little less human? You don't need to make them subservient. You don't need to make them a puddle of goo. You need to make them a little less human. And there are times, and there were times last year as well. That's why I give this team a chance. I don't know if they win. They're going to have to execute their asses off. They're going to have to play better on all three phases, Doc, than they did on Sunday night. And they played reasonably well on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
But I give them a chance, and I'm worried, but I ain't petrified about Boy Wonder Ben Johnson and his offense.
Well, he deserves pretty much all the accolades he gets because of his creative design. But the offensive line allows him to be creative.
Yes.
This is all about pressure.
Yes.
If we allow them to go back there and paint the Mona Lisa, then you can stick a fork in us.
Mm-hmm.
But if we find a way to win, like we've been winning. We've got some guys been winning one-on-one battles up front here of late. Farrell, some of these guys, they're close. They got to get there. And if they don't, they can pack their bags. It's over.
Yeah. Well,
so that's why I love this.
Pending free agents.
We don't have to over-talk this. Either get the job done or pack your bag
and
see you next year.
Well, unfortunately, Doc, we have to over-talk this.
No, I'm just saying we don't have to because it's up to them.
I got you. Yeah. I got you. Let's get to Mike in Gaithersburg here. He's been hanging on for a long time.
You and what's his name tomorrow? You can do that.
Oh, we got plenty of filibustering, plenty of hot air, plenty of things. Mike in Gaithersburg, how are you, Mike? Sorry about the long wait. How are you?
No, that's fine, sir. I appreciate it. Anyway, I gladly waited. I just wanted to mention this to Doc Walker. I was the gentleman that had called on Saturday and had told him about predicting the games and everything else, sir.
Yes, sir.
And so on and so forth. And I just wanted to make sure. And I knew the Redskins weren't going to win when I heard the fans. You could hear the fans yelling the Redskins chant and everything else, sir.
Yep.
And like I told Doc Walker, I'm not a Redskins fan, but McLaurin and I share the same birthday.
That's right.
And I will say this to Doc Walker, sir. When I mentioned about the second round, it was the trait will determine their fate.
Yep.
So I'll just leave it at that, and hopefully the Redskins fan can see you that if they believe, especially the way they were in the 90s, because this franchise was supposed to be. Daniel Snyder gave the greatest gift of all. He fucked up. Excuse my language for all those years.
All right. Yeah, we got to let you go. Sorry. You got that? All right. Sorry. Mike, I know you were on hold for a long time, but you know, I mean, I got to follow the rules. Otherwise, my ass is getting fired. All right. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Any more of your calls coming up after a trending alert right here, right now? All right, again, the Commanders with a light practice today. Reportedly no helmets even on the boys. Veteran rest days for Zach Ertz and company as they have a little bit of a different schedule, of course, this week because of the Saturday night game in Detroit, as we've been talking about. Again, the DOC will take your calls, win or lose, late Saturday night after an 8 o'clock or so kickoff. Meanwhile, the Houston Texans, they are moving on to the divisional round, but it will be without Deontay Johnson, who has been released from the team just a couple of weeks after signing with them following a disastrous stint in Baltimore and a not great stint in Carolina. And, of course, he was with Pittsburgh up until that. So count four different teams now for Deontay Johnson in just the last year. Again, waived by the Houston Texans. Mike McCarthy is going to meet with the Chicago Bears on Wednesday, according to reports. Joe Witt Jr., the defensive coordinator of the Commanders, as we talked about late last hour, apparently getting attention from the New York Jets. It's not known yet whether or not Joe Witt Jr. will meet with the Jets. Tommy Rees is the new offensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns at just the age of 32. Meanwhile, the Capitals are back on ice tonight, aren't they, against the Anaheim Ducks. You can hear it. 106.7 The Fan beginning at 6:45, also on the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Also show Rooster and doing a, you know, an interview. The only guy that I've worked with over the years, close to 30 now, that does more broadcast quality shows during his own show that I've ever seen.
What are you saying, that he's doing an air check somewhere else?
He's doing an interview. Yeah. He's
quickly doing a spot with Detroit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Had to jump on their airwaves real quick.
But he's in such demand. How else could you do it? You can't say no to everybody.
I mean,
and he can't say no.
I gotta be honest, it was last week where we learned that the Rooster used to have his own fan club that would travel around wherever he would go.
Oh, on the road?
The Roosterettes.
Absolutely.
I just learned about that week. No, CK informed me about the Roosterettes. I mean,
that was real.
The guy who follows you tomorrow and Thursday, he was the newest inductee for the Roosterettes last week.
Really?
Yes.
What's his name?
Tippy Longfellow.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Yeah.
He'd fit in that group. They're good people, too.
Oh, great.
They're really cool people. Yeah, I missed that part about the road, because they were always there, and you have to be doing well enough to travel to those locations, because they were at every location. But, you know, when you're Chris Russell,
when you're the big cheese,
most of his friends are in the upper tax brackets. You know?
Yeah.
Not that he doesn't associate with people of lesser means, because he's a man of the people.
But he's Chris Russell.
So most of his friends are wealthy.
I was making you coffee.
No.
And you guys are trying to sandbag me.
No, we're not talking about the Roosterettes.
Talk about how I'm an elitist.
About your Roosterettes.
Well, you know the Roosterettes.
I know them very well.
I'm talking about how Linnell was the most recent addition to the Roosterettes last week.
Oh, gosh, no.
He couldn't handle it.
No.
He couldn't handle it.
You don't think he'd travel around?
You know, one thing I got to say before we get back to the calls.
Yeah.
Not to talk about him that much, because we give him plenty.
No, please.
So serious. So, like, lighten up and have a little bit of fun from time to time. Like, I was watching him on Instagram this morning on a TV video he did for DC News Now. He's just like, coming up on DC News Now, I'm going to tell you everything you don't know about football, and I'm going to break it down Logan Paulson style, and I'm going to get after the old 22. And I just, like, not even like, dude, have fun. It's football. It's fun. It's sports. Laugh a little.
No, but what he is, he's a perfect example of the before. He's the before. And then someone will be the after. And they'll show you how it should be done and how it will be done. He may be both one day. He may get to that version of him now is the before. It's before, because it's just tight as a drum.
Yeah, you got to lighten up.
And you can't coach him. I kept telling him, dude, why are you staring? You know, but I know he's uncoachable.
Yeah.
So what you have to do with a guy who's uncoachable is that, you know, the old folks used to tell you that some people have to learn the hard way.
So you send him to the Jets?
That's what he deserves. That could cure him. You know what I mean? A hard head and a soft behind.
If the NFL ever expands to, like, Siberia, that's where they should send him.
Oh, my God. He'd be perfect.
Right?
He'd be the perfect.
Cover the perfect Siberian Sabercats.
Yeah, the sideline reporter for the Siberian. Yeah,
that's funny. That'd be great. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to D.C. in Orlando. D.C. in Orlando. I almost screwed that up. I didn't know if it was Orlando in D.C. or D.C. in Orlando. What up, D.C.? How are you?
Hey, Russell, it's all good, brother. I ain't mean to throw you off.
No,
like
it's okay.
That,
it's okay. It's okay. I wasn't sure if I was reading it, if I was reading my screen wrong, because Matt often says, I told you I left you a note or whatever, and I'm like, man, I didn't see it. I'm 51. My eyes, I can barely see as it is. Never mind, a little note left for me. My bad. My fault. I wanted to make sure I was right and brought you on with a proper introduction.
Hey, it's all good, man. Your eyes are fully focused. You're doing good. I want to give a shout-out first because of the introduction that you gave, Doc. I want to give a shout-out to Goldie from the Mac, the way you described him, and the way Doc described you, Kevin off Home Alone. And I want to give my man Mighty, Matty Ice. He's the showstopper. The show starts and ends with him.
Yes, sir.
So I want to give him that name, the showstopper.
There you go.
I wanted to speak on Joe Witt.
I thought you were going to go with Mighty Matty Ice, but that's okay. The showstopper works. I mean, who was the showstopper in WWE, right? It was Shawn Michaels, wasn't it? Yeah, right? Or no?
Shawn Michaels. Yeah,
right. Okay, yeah.
But, Joe Witt, I've seen the defense. Of course, we make great halftime adjustments on the offense and defensive side of the ball. and I really don't think Joe Witt has got enough credit for it on the defensive side. That first half, Bucky really didn't get off. It was Mike Evans and Baker. But then we shut that down, and then Bucky started getting a little loose. And so hopefully we can meld the two together this week and do what we need to do in Detroit. But also, me and Matty Ice came up with a good point when we were talking, because I was like, Jaden has had his team have a 7-game turnaround, and they took him out of the MVP talk. He may not be the league MVP, but he's definitely the MVP on our team. Of course, the coaching staff and the rest of the organization. But Matty Ice said that they should create a him award because he's him. You know what I mean? And I definitely look forward to him doing this thing, Joe Witt doing his thing, making whatever adjustments he needs to do, and Kingsbury and Quinn doing another great job this week of managing the team and calling great plays. And I'm going to enjoy my sausage sandwich with my toes in the air after this victory.
Attaboy. Attaboy. The only better place is if your toes were in the sand. Then
yeah, coach would love that.
Yeah, exactly. All right. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, baby. Thank you, DC. Appreciate you, brother. Good
hey,
to hear from you.
Have a great day, fellas.
My man, DC in Orlando, listening on the always live and free Odyssey app. And you can listen on demand as well. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Bones. What up, Bones? How are you?
Hey, what's going on,
Bones?
Chris?
Bones, what's going on?
Shout out to my man, Doc Walker. Shout out to Matty Ice.
What about me? What about me?
I said shout out to Chris.
Okay.
I gave you a shout out first.
I didn't hear the shout out part. Okay, my bad. I'm just messing with you.
I gave you the shout out. Hey, Rooster, this your show, man. I got to give you your props, man.
I know. I appreciate you.
You are the world famous puppet master. You ain't nothing but the truth, Chris Russell. Hey, look. Check this out. Hey, Doc. You know how that 86 team, man, went through them playoffs, man? This is how this team going to go through them playoffs, man. We going to be all right when we go up there in Detroit. I don't care what Detroit got. You understand? It's any given Sunday, Chris. We leaving everything on the field. Nobody on the Burgundy and Gold team better bring anything home. They better leave it all on the field. Because we're going to get this W. That's all I wanted to say. Hey, man, love you guys, man. Shout out to the K-9s, too. Get the K-9s on the phone, Chris Russell. Peace.
I got you, K-9. Leader of the K-9s. Let's get another one here. Jonesy. We go from Bones to Jonesy. What's up, Jonesy?
Hey, check it out. What's going on? Keep it to the K-9s.
My man.
How you doing today?
It's
and Matty Ice, my man of the hour. Chris, I got to get on you for a minute.
Okay.
I'm a boy, but you be tripping.
That's all right.
That time, man. You were tripping on the K-9 earlier. Ain't like that, man.
I was just poking the bear a little bit.
I know you were. But, hey, anyway, you know I still love you anyway. So check this out, man. I still think you should go on the road and do that to do the Rooster thing. And the coup was, I'm trying to tell you, that's a smash hit, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. I mean, that was bad. Out of social media. I think you should do it. Think about it some more. Anyway, let me get on to this game. If it's the same thing as last week, you got to get to the quarterback. That's the number one thing. If you can rattle Derek Goff, keep him off-center. Like you said, he ain't going to run a lot. He only run when he needs to run. And when he pretty much does a little off-center plays and try to pretty much buy a little more time to get the ball downfield, because he can push the ball downfield. However, that defense got to, once again, rise to the occasion. Because if you get him, get JD5, Eckler, improve the ball back, Scary Terry, trust me. It's beast ball time. Zach Ertz, these guys hungry and they can smell it. You say it's a couple of games to the Super Bowl. Well, hey, here's one of them right here. Get this one, and believe it or not, things begin to fall in place for you. But you don't bring a defense and the A game
to stop these jokers, it could be a long day, and we could be talking about fishing on the next game rather than going to the next game. But other than that, fellas, love all you guys. Keep doing what you're doing, because it's the hottest show on the planet. And as Coach used to say, it's jumping, smoking hot, and jumping out the pot. All out.
My man.
Thank you, Jonesy. A nice throwback to Coach there. Absolutely. Coming up, we will continue to take your calls. Plus, I know Doc's going to be ready to talk about this.
Gotham?
Could Deion Sanders be heading to Dallas? Could Deion be heading to
Dallas? They fired the coach?
Maybe. Coming up, more of your calls, reaction plus that, and more Commanders Lions talk right here. That's right, baby. We got a second playoff game on tap Saturday night in Detroit on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Is there anybody that has no doubts that the Commanders are going to go punch for punch, toe to toe? Maybe bite of the kneecap for bite of the kneecap with the Detroit Lions? Remember when Dan Campbell first took that job, Doc, and everybody made fun of him because they called him a caveman, a Neanderthal, and he said he wanted to rip people's kneecaps apart and whatever he said?
Said they bite him, but...
yeah.
You know, Dan Miller, who's been
my
old tag team partner.
Yeah.
He was on.
I heard him on with Coach Sheehan.
He was on with Coach. Yeah, he was on.
How did Coach Sheehan beat you to that?
Well, we talked after the game.
Yeah.
He Coach Sheehan has a show.
Uh-huh.
The Junkies have a show.
Oh, yeah. So okay.
That was easy. how did he beat me to it? Wouldn't tell him I could do it again.
I was just trying to... I was just trying to needle you a little bit.
No, it was good. I was just good because I'd already heard from him and we'd spoken about it. He said that was like 3 minutes of a 90-minute press conference.
Yeah, of course.
And really, that's all I heard of it.
Yeah.
That's all I remembered of it. You forget how this dude's smart.
Yeah.
He's like DQ.
Yeah.
He might be advanced level. He's smart.
I think
he sounds like a caveman, but he's smart.
When you punch his back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right. And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down.
Attaboy, Matty.
And that's exactly who they are.
Matty's so good.
No, he's the best.
So good.
He's the best.
I mean, it's almost like this company should, like, you know.
No. It's the American way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Dan Quinn was like Dan Campbell Jr. the other night in terms of the aggressiveness on fourth down. Were you surprised by any of that?
No.
I didn't get to hear you and you had the youngest in charge on your postgame show, right? Is that right?
I don't control anything. You mean I am an employee.
I mean, you run that show.
And I work with the youngest in charge.
Right.
Yeah, it was awesome. He went till about 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning. He's young. That's using your
Toby Altizer is who you're talking about.
No, yes. Everybody knows.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Why would you? When I say that, they know who it is.
Okay,
everybody knows.
Just clarify.
Yeah, no, we're not talking about that. But
what's that?
The big guy. Yeah. It was. You know what's rewarding? Because Toby being 26, and I have to always be reminded of this, he's seen nothing. I can't erase my memory. I can't, you can't take that out.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, what would it be like if I'd never seen anything? So he's going, and so is the other big guy, all on faith. And really, I have the utmost respect for them being blind that long and still not wavering. That's incredible.
And being dedicated and loyal.
And being really loyal.
Well, that's an interesting point that I guess I haven't given any thought to.
Well, Namath.
I mean, won a playoff. Forget about the Jets.
No, you had the Bills. You've been four Super Bowls. You have something.
I brought in a coffee mug that my kids gave to me 7 or 8 years ago, right? For the cup of coffee that I just brewed for you. I was going to bring in. I was going to bring in my.
You're not having any coffee?
No. I was going to bring in my Jets coffee mug today, just to piss you off.
It doesn't piss me off.
Just to get under your skin.
My family, all New Yorkers. They're from Brooklyn, Queens. I get it. All I'm saying is that I know you're struggling.
I didn't buy the Jets mug. You're struggling. My aunt and uncle down in Florida gave it to me when my mom passed away. They were like, here, we thought you wanted this. I'm like, why would I want this?
Like, hey, man, I was in the Broadway Joe. Johnny Sample.
Broadway Joe was 50 years ago.
I know Confession of a Dirty Ball Player. One of the first sports books I read.
More of your calls coming up. Plus, London Fletcher expected to give us a call right around 3:30. Or so. Yes, El Capitan, number 59, expected to give us a call right around 3:30 if his TV schedule works out. So hopefully we'll be able to turn that around on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.